fun, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACAGAPA, SLA, SLAACRRRMM, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, KFC, NASA, the TSA.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I'd like to speak for them, though.
You said KFC.
Yeah, I know.
Why did you say NASA?
NASA.
Why didn't you say NASA?
Because I was doing
it's
letters.
It's initials. It's letters. I guess the show's over. We run out of people to
speak
for. You
know what? I guess next time I'll have to say, we don't speak for Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, Marijuana Anonymous, because Shelley doesn't want to hear the initials anymore.
And here's music by. Here's lead-out music by.
Yeah. By the time I'm done with the disclaimer, we'll be done.
Cool.
We don't speak for any of those guys.
I won't have to show up.
Matter of fact, we don't speak that well for ourselves, as you just heard.
Yes.
You should have heard all this stuff before the show.
Yeah.
Which we are not going to rehash.
Wait till I edit that stuff in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be doing anything, buddy.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. So what's up, Shell? What happened today?
I went to church, and I sang my little heart out, and we went and saw your dad at the hospital, and... Then we ate, and then we came home, and I have gotten no housework done, and I'm a little bit irritated about that.
I helped you with the housework.
Okay.
Bathroom, did you notice any dishes out in the sink? No, you didn't.
You took all the dishes out of the bathroom sink?
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Let me clarify something now. Wiping down the bathroom countertops with a Kleenex and water is not cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, but using the sterilizing stuff does.
No, it doesn't.
The hand sanitizer?
No.
Why not?
You cleaned the bathroom with hand sanitizer and a Kleenex?
Why not?
It doesn't work.
I'll bet it. You know what? I'll bet with the hand sanitizer, I'll bet that the surface is cleaner than it would be.
I bet I know what our topic would be
goes.
After we get done with the boozy news.
Bacteria? It'll have less bacteria than if you use soap on it.
Okay, so anyway, what's next?
Oh, the dishes were next. You didn't notice any of those in there when you went in there either.
There are a couple of dishes in the sink, but I noticed there was
some. Hand sanitizer and a Kleenex again?
Yeah.
Wow. Can I get a cup of coffee?
I run the dishwasher with a hamster on a wheel. It's awesome.
Took me 8 months to get that chubby one to yell row.
Yeah. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for Shelley.
Okay, we have, let's see, shout-outs to Sarah, Fran, Bill.
The Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack. But
Sarah
also
doesn't
to,
like being called the Rat Pack.
Donald and Deborah. And Connor. I thought
you
I was going to
forget
from
anybody else? Nothing from Mark over there?
Did you send me something?
Oh, I don't know, I'm just checking.
Oh, okay, no.
Just checking.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you very much for the boozy newses. An 8-foot-tall Lego man with the words
"I saw that."
"No real than you are" emblazoned on his chest washed ashore in
Florida
on Siesta Key Beach on Tuesday morning. A man walking down the beach found it. It's like 100 pounds worth of fiberglass.
Yeah, it's big.
Now, they don't really know for sure where it came from because
Legoland in San Diego.
It washed up on the shore.
He's ended up other places, though, right?
Yeah, he's been to several other places.
Yeah, he's washed up on a couple of shores.
Now, Legoland has denied any involvement in this.
Yeah, I'll bet.
A guy, an artist from Holland, is trying to claim credit for it.
It was
but
me.
They're not sure whether he's actually telling the truth.
Yeah, he did it on consignment for Legoland to get the Lego thing in the news right before Christmas. You know, isn't it amazing that an 8-foot Lego guy shows up right before the real kickoff of the Christmas shopping season? Wait, we got to do this as news not fit for booze. Shelley, what did you buy, Shelley? What is it? What's the name of it?
It's a green tea frappuccino.
And it tastes like hay.
Hay.
I mean, like actual hay.
Yes, like when you pull the hay off the flake and the little hay bits are in the air and you sort of breathe them in, that's
right,
exactly
like
what it tastes like.
Like you're on a farm and you're around where they're throwing hay bales around, that's exactly what that thing tastes like.
But it costs $4.55, so I'm going to drink it.
You could probably buy an actual hay bale for it.
No, you can't.
Well, not here, but in Montana.
Let's see. Now, bear in mind that, you know, because we've missed recording for a day, so it's a few days since I've seen this, actually. A couple of days. In Vallejo.
You didn't cycle new news.
California.
Now, this one kind of is sad and it's hilarious at the same time. This guy made a $100 bet with his friends that he could fit into the baby swing at the park. He's 21 years old.
Yes,
he got into the baby swing. He lubed himself up with liquid laundry soap.
Wow.
And jammed himself into the kiddie swing, and then got stuck. And then his legs swelled up, and he couldn't get out.
Wow.
Then his friends, being the wonderful friends that they are, ran away.
Took pictures of him?
Laughing at him.
Yeah.
And there was no one else in the park. The park was pretty much empty.
I
so
could see that being very dangerous after a while of you like losing your legs or something.
He spent 9 hours stuck in the baby swing overnight until a groundskeeper found him at 6 a.m. screaming for help.
Boy, I'll bet his legs were not in good shape.
The firefighters actually had to cut the chains because they couldn't get anything into underneath the thing of the baby swing to cut it free from him. So they had to cut the chains and take him to the hospital with the baby swing still attached.
Did they have to go like, I'm just going with this, between the butt cheeks in order to have some room to cut something?
It doesn't say in the story actually how they got the baby swing off of him. It also doesn't say whether or not he collected his $100 bet.
I'm sure he collects $100 back.
I'm hoping
from
he does.
Each of them.
Yeah. Okay. We have actual. Now this is the official, final story, on as Amy Winehouse.
How do we know it's the official final story?
Because the coroner finally actually released the real data as opposed to what the doctors were saying. The doctors have been telling her family, and the family has believed that she died from withdrawals from alcohol because she didn't have any drugs or anything in her system.
Yeah, I doubt that.
The coroner has now released the official report, and there's no real reason why he didn't say this before, but she didn't have any drugs in her system, but her blood alcohol level at the time they measured it after her death was 0.42.
Whew.
Which means that, you know, if you take into account the degradation of alcohol in the bloodstream.
Yeah, how long later did they do that?
Yeah, it was hours later.
Wow.
My baby drank herself to death.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she was really drunk.
Rip
Roaring.
Amy.
Yes.
Or is it ripped Amy?
Well, either way.
Rest in peace. Because you weren't getting any before you left.
That's true. They said it was probably exacerbated by the fact that she had been swinging between abstinence and heavy drinking all summer. That her body.
I did that. I used to do that. Yeah. Exactly. Sleep.
Every time I went to sleep.
Well, no. I mean, people that go for they binge for a month and then they stop for a month, it's actually more dangerous than if you just keep drinking because your body gets
used
to the
alcohol. That's what I thought about cocaine.
I used to tell people that they'd say, oh, you know, quitting drugs is hard. I quit every single time I go to sleep at night. It's like quitting smoking.
But I knew better than to quit for a long period of time.
I quit smoking 365 days last year. I just started again 365 mornings.
Okay, in Canberra, Australia.
Canberra?
They're having a fairly large problem with the great white population in that area.
Oh, Shelley's on her way now.
There have been three, in the last 2 months, there have been three deaths of divers, one of them an American.
I love that band.
What band?
Great White.
Great White. They
rock me!
Yeah, at any rate, the last one was an American diver who died. Now, they went on a hunt for this shark. They think it's like a rogue shark or whatever that's going on. But the scientists,
its name Red October?
No. Scientists say that it's more likely that three separate sharks are responsible. And then today, this morning, I just saw on a thing that there was another shark attack in Australia. So that makes four in 2 months,
folks,
which is very unusual in this area.
Folks, stay out of the water.
Stay out of the water where the shark
great
attacks
white sharks
happening.
Are attacking.
I think they should start naming the sharks. I think that'd be good. They're going on for the hunt of Red October.
Okay,
sharks
let's see.
Shark's got an accent like Sean Connery.
Mr. Magoo.
You ever notice Sean Connery? You got to love this. He's Scottish, right?
Yes.
When he plays a Russian sea captain, he has a Scottish accent. When he plays an English spy, he has a Scottish accent. Doesn't matter what he's playing. He doesn't even care. He doesn't change it at all for anything.
Nope.
You're a good actor when you say, "Oh, F it." You know, I'm just going to sound however you think I should sound. Shelley is getting those reactions. You know, like when you drink like a real hit of real hard alcohol and you're not used to it and you kind of get those shits? Shelley's getting that every time that she drinks off this hay bale over here.
Oh my gosh, this stuff is
And this
gross.
Looks every bit like what she described it to tasting.
It's like mulch of hay. Oh my gosh, this disgusting.
You know what it reminds me a lot of? It reminds me of the wheatgrass
stuff. So gross.
With ice is what it looks
so
like.
Gross.
You know how good that has to be for you?
Not at all.
It's got to be awesomely good for you.
It's got to be really good for you.
No, I don't think it's good for you at all, because anything that tastes that bad...
has to be good for
no,
you.
No, there has to be... No, when things taste bad, that's God's way of saying...
Don't eat it?
Don't eat it.
Oh.
Which is why we should all be eating cheese puffs, because those taste good.
Chesters?
Yes, those little cheesy puff corn thingies. I love those.
We can have Cheetle.
They're so tasty.
We can have Cheetle on our fingers and our lips.
You don't really get a lot of Cheetle from Chesters, because they're baked, not fried, so they're not real greasy.
Okay.
At any rate, we've got some interesting news from the world of pro football.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay, yeah.
You know how people are always talking about how sports figures, particularly football players, are ending up in jail all the time with things like DUI. We've talked about it on the show. They get DUIs, they go into a rage, they get assault charges, stuff like that.
Yes.
That's actually not true. The actual
A lot of Dallas Cowboys guys have gone to jail then for improper charges.
The national arrest rate is 1 in 23.
Oh, you mean as compared to other people?
The actual arrest rate for the National Football League is 1 in every 45.
Oh, so?
So, technically, NFL players get in 47.6% less trouble than your average person.
But they make 750,000 times more money than the average person. You know, I think if
they are part of the 1%.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think if everybody out in regular society made the amount of money that pro football players make, there'd be a lot less bank robberies and stuff like that. So I think the 1 in 23 number would change dramatically.
Do you remember last week when we had the guy that was, he told the police his...
remember yesterday.
Yeah.
Well,
you'll remember last week?
CRS.
You'll remember this. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago, but it was the guy who claimed his reason for stealing the lemon chiffon ice cream was that he was in a blackout because he was an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
And that was his excuse.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's catching on. In Madison, Wisconsin, a 20-year-old man, Nicholas F. Gunkel. That's his name. Gunkel.
That's awesome.
Mr. Gunkel. Uncle Gunkel.
Yes. He told the police that he was very sorry that he allegedly... pushed over and broke a carved porcelain fountain worth $50,000 at the Orpheum Theater. He said,
at where?
At the Orpheum Theater in Madison.
Whoops.
Wow.
He said he didn't remember pushing the fountain, that he had a drinking problem and had blacked out.
It's insured.
Yeah, that's not going to, that ain't going to help him, but he's
I think the whole...
That's an expensive little fountain.
But that's the second story in 2 weeks. I think the whole blacking out excuse is starting to catch on. People are going to keep trying it.
So everyone out there listening... Shelly says, that's your excuse from now on.
Yeah, I go ahead, give it a try.
I was in a blackout.
Let me know how that
works. You've been drinking? Nope.
let me know how that works out for you. In LaForche, which is in Louisiana, the police have arrested a man for driving a lawnmower while drunk.
No.
Yes.
Is it Steve?
No, it's not Steve. His name is Bobby Punch. He's 22 years old.
Did he decide to do it from watching Steve?
It doesn't say that. But he was driving the lawnmower in the northbound lane on the Louisiana 1 highway with a long line of vehicles backed up behind him.
I'll bet.
Waving all the way.
Apparently, go around.
He'd always wanted to lead a parade.
Oh, waving.
Yes, waving. Like hi. Yeah.
Oh, the parade wave.
That's awesome.
His blood alcohol, his blood alcohol concentration was 0.312.
Significantly less than Amy Winehouse's was.
Yes, but he was still significantly impaired.
He was still significantly alive.
Yeah.
Yes. If he's on his lawnmower waving at the people behind him,
that is a major difference.
I love that. He was the Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
You know what we should call the boozy news? What it used to be like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be the what it used to be like section.
Sort of is.
And then what happened is the advertisers, and you know, and then what it's like now is the topic.
Okay, let's see. Awesome. Okay, in the category of probably not the best choice.
Yes.
The winner goes to Carl Preston Johnston.
Hey, Carl.
50 years old, from a city called Loras. It's in the Midwest somewhere. I've forgotten which state.
Probably.
Okay.
Who became angry with a couple of members of his family, and when they didn't want to leave, he set his house on fire to get them out of his house.
That's good thinking. Well, it got them all out, didn't it?
It got them all. It got the house out of the house.
Success.
He was completely successful, and he's now been charged with arson.
You're not allowed to burn down your own house?
No.
I was just trying to get my family to leave.
That was literally what he said.
Perfect.
They wouldn't leave.
I mean, you're not allowed to burn down your own house?
No, you're not allowed to burn down your own house.
You're allowed to have a barbecue in your backyard?
Wasn't it a better alternative?
Can you burn wood in your fireplace?
Wasn't it a better alternative than shooting them all?
Well, I suppose so.
Well, see, he chose the better thing then. It might have been the best choice.
No, the best choice would have been to say, call the police and say, I have a bunch of people in my house that won't leave. I want to charge them with trespassing.
It's not as exciting as burning down the house, though.
You know what the problem with that is?
What? Paperwork?
Causes hard feelings in your family.
Oh, but burning down the house to get them to leave doesn't.
Well, I was just
you
saying.
Guys suck so much, I had to burn down my house.
You know what the biggest problem is? You can't play Talking Heads in the background. Burning down the house.
Okay.
Well, Sarah liked that one.
I think we will stop there.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
Well, alrighty then.
Welcome back.
How are you?
Your dreams or your ticket out?
What shall we talk about?
Shelly?
What?
What was the topic du jour that you were going to have us talk about?
He had one about something about newcomers.
Yeah, but no, I didn't.
What was it?
You did.
No, you did.
You did.
You did.
I know what it is.
What is it?
90 Day Wonders.
That was what it was called.
90 Day Wonders. Or there might have been another title for it. I don't know. Shelley called it Bashing the Newcomer. And she goes, yeah, let's do that one.
But we don't do that.
No, I wanted to do the topic so that you guys would bash the newcomer, and then I could save the day.
I don't why would you look at me and say I bash the newcomer?
I don't bash you. I'm there for the newcomer.
Of all the people, why would you say me?
Well, I was talking mostly about Mark.
Oh, okay. Mark and Sarah?
Yeah, Mark and Sarah.
Hand Sarah a mic?
Yeah, let's give Sarah a mic. Then they can bash the newcomer, and I will save the day.
I don't bash newcomers.
Well, then let's do it from this perspective, as if we're looking at the 90-day wonder.
Okay, what about
Because that? You know what? There's...
What do you think about that, Bruce?
You did see? You know what the problem is?
What?
You didn't say what.
What?
I said, you know what?
What?
Yeah, so there you go. Shelly said she promised every time I said, you know what, that she'd say
well,
what.
See, the thing is, you say, you know what, so much that I've, like, started, after 10 years of marriage, I've tuned it out.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Anyway, so the 90-day guys, right? You see them, they come around. they are doing like it. Seemingly, they're doing like everything right. It's almost like the Chamberlain alcoholic. It's like you put them in this situation where they don't know anything.
And you mean chameleon?
Chameleon, Chamberlain, potato, potato.
No, it's not potato, potato. It's a chameleon.
Don't ever call it Chamberlain?
No, that's not how you pronounce it.
Oh. What was the other show? Idiots? Yeah,
yes,
idiots. I'm like idiots.
The other one.
You've never pronounced it Chamberlain?
It's not Chamberlain.
It might not be, but I've heard it pronounced that way before.
Shelly just left a spot on her chair.
Wow.
We're gonna lose Shelly here in a second.
Her.
Sorry. Okay, I'm coming down now.
So what about him?
At this moment, I've decided that's the way I'm pronouncing it forever now.
No.
Chamberlain.
No.
They're Chamberlain. They change colors.
But no one will know what you mean.
Yeah, they will.
That was cute. That was funny.
I'm gonna kill Million. Yeah, have some of that. Have some of that hay drink you got there. Anyway, you bring guys into the program, and they don't know anything about the program. I don't know about you guys, but someone took me to a dope dealer's house. I would do everything I could to get in good with the dope dealer. Because now I know I'm there. I want to act however he wants me to act. You know, I want to be able to get the best deal I can from him. If he likes the Raiders, I like the Raiders. You know, whatever. You know.
So are you saying that those of us with time are the sobriety dealers?
Well, you take these guys to a meeting. You take these guys to a meeting. You let them loose in a group of people that say, hey, you should do this. And they do. They do it. Now, I don't know if they really feel like it. Just like when I went to the dealer's house, I didn't really like the Raiders, but I said I like the Raiders. And these guys come in, and they do all this stuff, and it looks like they're doing everything perfectly.
Dun, 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 dun.
And then they get loaded in a big way. I mean, you've seen it. We had a good friend named Joe in our group. This guy did everything perfect. Everything. He was getting commitments. He was doing this. I said, man.
I remember you warning him.
I said, Joe, you better be freaking careful right now because you're doing everything perfectly. And he goes, isn't that what I'm supposed to do? I'm like, yeah, but that's not what very many people do.
He had buried anger issues.
No, not that Joe.
Oh, not that Joe?
We had another
Joe?
Yes.
This is a different Joe. And
this is our morning Joe.
Joe DiMaggio.
Used to be.
It's Joe DiMaggio. No, but he ended up going out, and he came back. He goes, dude. He goes, you know what? He goes, it was all like a front, man. He goes, I was just trying to fit in and everything. And I'm like, yeah, it helps if you really feel the need to have to do it. It helps if you really put your heart in it to do it. You know, just mouthing it. It looks good to everyone else, but it doesn't really give me any substance.
Yeah, but he got it the second time around.
He was a Chamberlain.
He's got a few years now, so.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
no, he came back. And he stayed. Yeah,
went out it the right way.
Yeah, he stayed. What do you think, Mark?
The newcomer that really knows that has the best chance of sticking around is the one who opens their share with things like, I'm scared and I don't know what to do.
I feel like crap today.
I'm scared and I don't know what to do. Can somebody please help me?
True.
I'm willing to do whatever you tell me. These are all good newcomer things to say.
Yes.
Not, I'm really grateful to be here for my 26 days and I think I got it.
Yes.
My personal favorite. I'm really getting in touch with my higher power. That's my personal favorite.
No, all those kind of things.
That's just the fog wearing off.
That's the acid finally working its way out of their system.
Yeah, the PCP never fully goes away.
Well, how about that? How about the newcomers that share, like, all stuff like that? I love people that, I heard it, who did I hear say it the other day? I heard someone say it who's got not a lot of time. I mean, it's not like they're brand new, but they don't have a lot of time. They're like, yeah, I've been working my steps, and I'm thinking, dude, you've got like 4 days. You could be working your step. Puh. You know, he's like talking about all the steps he's working. Yeah, you know, I've really been working my steps, and, you know, I'm getting ready to make my amends. And I'm like, dude, you've only got like 4 days, you know, unless you're going through the style of Bill Wilson where they zipped everyone through in like the first 3 or 4 days. What step could you be on? Well, I'm on step one. Why the F are you worried about amends?
Because that one looks like the next easy one to do.
Yeah, see, I didn't think that would be the easy one.
Well, with 4 days it is.
I like the ones, I like the steps that are like, became willing. Really? That's it? I just got to tell you I'm willing, we're good? Okay. I also like the seventh step. And the third step that says, when we're ready, we do something like this. It gives a prayer. It says, as soon as you're done with it, you're done. No, I'm like, awesome.
I'm telling you, the ninth step is the good one.
That's where you get to make amends to all your dealers in case you get some credit again.
Well, that's where your promises
start coming
true. Halfway through the ninth step, so therefore I want to do that one now.
That's true.
See, I always thought that people liked the ninth step because it would make them look like they were doing some work. Then they could say, well, I'm making amends now, and then people would think they've got more of a program than they've got.
If you pay me the $49.95 that I charge monthly to be the dial-a sponsor, you can work whichever step you want.
In the order you choose.
That's right.
Work only the steps you want in the order you choose. 24-hour a day co-signing.
That's right.
That'd be awesome. And Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express.
And I'll sign your whole card.
You guys listen to that? We need a 1-800 dial-a sponsor.
That's right.
That'd be awesome. Wasn't there, didn't Sarah find something similar to that?
Shelly, what's the matter?
It seemed like.
There was a spider on me, and I squished it, and the squish was still in my hand.
Give it the,
Shelly's in pre-DTs right now.
Give it the hay drink.
Yeah, I should make
give
it drink
the
my hay drink.
The spiders will take off running. So, Shelly, what else would you like to talk about with newcomers, 90-day wonders, newcomers? You were ready to pounce earlier.
Well, I'm not going to pounce now.
Wait. Save the day.
Well, I can't save the day now.
Why not?
It's too far gone.
Because there hasn't been any bashing going on.
Newcomers suck.
They do not.
Yeah, you promised you'd be the hero.
Okay, I lied.
Oh, she lied. It's an honest program.
I don't have any bubble wrap. I don't know. 90 Day Wonders, I think that if you're lucky as a sponsor, if you find one, you can maybe, you know, with God's help, turn them into more than a 90-day wonder. But, I mean, like, I'll give you an example. My sponsor was, when I started, and I had about 45 days or whatever, she just kept telling me, you know, all the platitudes and monitoring me and crap like that. And there was this day when she said, oh, you're doing really great. And when I was around her, I was in a fairly good mood, as long as I didn't have to come home. and she told me I was doing really great, and I was, you know, kicking back with all the idioms that we toss out and all of this stuff, and talking about praying and blah, blah, blah. And then there came the day when I showed up at coffee, and I was just absolutely devastated, and I was crying, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And she said, thank God, you're destroyed. And that was what she was waiting for. So if you can get one that's on the pink cloud and squash them like a bug, then maybe you can work with them.
I was going to make mention that we have a good friend of ours named Warren. And you know what? Warren, for a while, was sort of a 90-day wonder. I mean, he was farting pink clouds out of his ass. I mean, everything was like loving, sharing, caring, giving. I love it. And then there was a day out in front of my store where you could tell the pink cloud got a little medium rare. You know, I mean, it was like still a little pink on the inside, but a little cooked on the outside.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when I saw it change for him more than anything else, because all of a sudden it wasn't quite so happy-go-lucky. But he was one of those guys. He was lucky because he continued to stay. Now, you know, hopefully, you know, it continues to work for him like that. He's got over a year now. But I've seen it with many people. I've seen many 90-day wonders that they do it, they get going, they do it good, and then you don't see them, at least not for a long time. I've seen people come back after 4 or 5 years of getting pummeled and...
I think that actually that it might be important to talk to the people that are on a pink cloud. I mean, really talk to them.
Like after a meeting.
Yeah, not in a meeting.
As opposed to fake talking to them?
As opposed to when you go to the meeting, hey, man, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. Oh, terrific, wonderful, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about like corner them somewhere or get them alone in coffee or something like that.
And beat the crap out of them.
And talk to them about what's really going on, because I think sometimes the people that are the 90-day wonders that are spouting all the platitudes and, you know, doing things all the, quote, right way and are always smiling and everything, that's a front. And that to prevent the going out, maybe they need somebody to come up and really say, tell me what's really going on.
when a 90-day person says I'm doing great, it's actually a little voice going, help me.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're afraid to say something. They're afraid to look bad. They're afraid to be embarrassed. So if you talk to them one-on-one, like outside of a meeting or something like that, you may be able to help them more.
Do you see
otherwise.
That being done less and less?
Well, I didn't used to see it being done that much because people that do it with people after the meeting, you really wouldn't see it unless you happen to be standing right where they were doing it. So I don't know if I'm seeing it less or less.
I notice
I've seen people do it. I don't know if the frequency has changed.
I notice in the meetings that we're in around here, when the meeting ends, usually a group of us with some time end up standing together and talking, and the newcomers just sort of head out the door.
They kind of scatter pretty fast. I have a habit now of like trying to get my card out as fast as I can. Like, I'll spot one leaving and, like, run after them or something.
Yeah,
or,
I know.
You know.
I give a lot of them your card, too.
Well, it depends because, you know, to be honest with you, what I've seen a lot even around our meetings is there is a number of people that would have been people that would have zipped right out the door. I sponsor one of them now. His name's William. You know, this guy, at the end of the meeting, he was gone, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and it wasn't until I think it was Fausto or someone just grabbed him and said, hey, what's going on, man? And then there's the guy and the girl, and I don't remember what their names are, but they came one night off the wall, and a bunch of people went up and like did the introductions, and they stayed, and they've got commitments and the whole nine yards. Shelly's
yep.
looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. It's
I know
a guy
who they
and
are.
A girl.
I know who they are, and I'm hardly over there.
Yeah, it's a guy and a girl,
yep.
and I can't remember their names. But she's got at least one commitment, maybe two.
And she makes good coffee.
Yeah, that must be Monday night. Is it Monday night?
I don't know. I don't remember, but she makes good coffee.
Yeah. She might make coffee for your meeting, Shelley, which would be amazing.
No, Mike makes the coffee for our meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Then it's Monday. Or it's Saturday.
Larry makes the coffee on Saturday.
It must be one of those nights when I don't regularly attend, when I only sometimes attend.
When you don't regularly attend, what is that other meeting you go to on those nights?
She listens to the show.
No, that would be the meeting between myself and my book.
Oh.
The big book?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't want to read that.
I have like 35 library books piled up right now. I don't have time for that. That's what I do on Tuesday night.
Listen,
I read the big book on Tuesday night.
She is the only person I know that would have, you know, 30-something library books. Are you kidding?
They won't let me check out 35 library books.
Why not? What did you do to them?
Because they checked my record.
Oh, well, that would be why.
Shelly's like, why not? How many do you have in your electronic book thing?
In the queue, in the e-book is just 3, but the rest of them are all hardcover books that I've
okay,
checked out.
Okay, so how many total?
About 35.
Oh, I thought you had 35.
If you go in our bedroom and look at these stacks of books in the corner.
No, I can't see anything in the bedroom. There's stacks of books in the way.
I was cleaning out a box about 7-8 years ago, and I found a library book I had checked out in the fourth grade. I wonder what the fine is.
They don't want it back, trust me.
I wonder what the fine is.
Because you'll just throw the system into disarray.
It's like a thing from like Covina Elementary. You're like, wow.
No, it's like at that point what the library has done is discharged it and written it off. Mm-hmm. So if you send the library book back, suddenly mm-hmm. there's this big, huge conundrum about whether or not we should add it back into the collection.
I'm going to throw it in the night drop.
You know what I love?
Tick them off.
You know what I love? One day, you're going to be applying for credit for something big, and it's going to be like, dude, what about this frickin' book?
I was 12.
Yeah, you checked it out when you were 12. You couldn't have gotten it back to them?
No. Speaking of the book,
these other 40 years?
I actually do on a regular basis, at least. We were just talking about this a few minutes ago. At least half of the days of my life, mm-hmm. I at least read page 86 and get the questions down. You know.
What's that?
You know, as we start our day, we ask God to guide us, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the evening, we think about what we have done. Do we owe any amends? Have we yada, yada, yada? You know, the list.
That's the 10th step.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I read that page, you know,
okay.
about half. I'm supposed to do it every day, but I don't always remember.
I think that thing that you're actually quoting there is after you do the, write the fourth step and you're waiting to do the fifth step.
No. Well, whatever. My sponsor is supposed to do it. She told me I'm supposed to read it every day.
Actually, it could be 10th step, too. Reviewed our day.
So at least I read some part of the big book on a regular basis. And every Tuesday, I read a whole chapter. So there you go.
Sweet. By the way,
what?
No one's wished me happy birthday.
No fronts.
No,
by the time this show goes up,
you know
it will be.
No fronts, man.
By the time this show goes
doesn't
up,
matter.
It will
doesn't
be.
Doesn't matter,
fronts.
Because when it When it was my birthday, we were all saying, well, by the time this show goes up, it'll be Shelley's birthday. And Mark said, no fronts.
That's right. No fronts.
So,
happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Because I'm confident I'm going to make it. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to me.
You've just sealed your fate.
Yeah, I'm going to drink before
meanwhile,
next week.
Back at the 90 Day Wonders.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, Shelley, what would your final words on 90 Day Wonders be? Because we are over time.
Well, we're always over time. Just because they seem like they've got it all together. Yes, it is.
I knew she was going to do it.
Just because they seem like they've got it all together and they're really working the steps and they're you know, kicking butt and taking names doesn't mean they are. And it might be a good idea to regularly sort of forge ahead and make contact with them, like one-on-one. I mean, there was a guy in our Monday meeting, and I will never, for the rest of my life, I will remember his name, and I will get a pit in my stomach every time I think about it. I was the secretary of that meeting at the time, and he was my first coffee maker, the first person that I had given a commitment to ever in the program.
Mr.
And
Coffee?
He was a 90-day wonder at the time.
Yes,
and he was always happy and always cheerful.
Vishal?
Vahe.
Vahe.
And he was always willing to help. He was friendly with the other newcomers. He was a great guy and everybody loved him. And he went out and in his guilt and remorse over that, killed himself.
Yes.
On New Year's Eve. And I will always remember that. And if I feel like if I had... There were a couple of times toward the end there when I felt like there was something a little off. And I didn't make contact. I let the surface thing slide. And I wish I hadn't. You know, that's one of those things that I look back and I just kind of go, ooh.
Mark?
Yes?
What are your final words?
Oh. I noticed we give away a lot of newcomer chips and a pretty good amount of 30-day chips and some 60-day chips. And a few 90-day chips. I'm GSR for meeting. I remember the last time I got 6-month or 9-month chips for the meeting. So I think a lot of people, right after about 60 to 90 days, just disappear.
That's true, because we usually need, like, year chips and the early chips.
Uh-huh.
You're right. I can't remember the last time we asked you to
get those. I can tell you how it happens sometimes. Because I know that people that have gotten 9 months, we've gotten a chip for them because we pretty much know when it's coming. But we do the same thing with years. You know, we have the weirdest, the CA meeting is the weirdest flipping meeting I've ever seen. We got 11 29-year chips. You know, it's like, who thought that this was a good idea? We for birthdays over like 20, there's got to be 30 chips in there, 25
yeah.
chips.
Yeah.
And for 6 months and 9 months, there's like one. So I guess they're thinking that we're going to just continue to keep
if we don't lose those for another 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I have a shot.
There you go.
So.
You do. 90-day wonders. You know what? I think it's a wonder people make 90 days, to be completely honest with you. And you know what? If you're doing it because you're just trying to fit in, great. Because you know what? I don't care why you do it, but you better change the way you're doing it in order to stay. Because I'm one of those people. I don't care if you got the seed planted 10 years ago and now you're coming back. I don't care if you're just coming in and you're doing what everyone tells you to do because you want to look to be a part of. I don't care. I don't care if you're doing it for your kids. I don't care if you're doing it for your job. Everyone says, oh, you got to do it for yourself. I don't know if that's true. You got to start doing it for some reason, but you got to end up doing it for you. Shelley, what would you like to talk about?
The disgusting thing she's drinking.
On the way out. Our new sponsor, Starbucks. I still love me some Starbucks. Starbucks, if anyone that works for Starbucks is listening, we would trade advertising
For a lot of money. Don't listen to Bruce.
Well, money and coffee passes. I'd throw that out to Diet Pepsi as well.
As long as there's nothing green involved.
Yeah.
Other than the money.
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Whichever
well,
you want.
Intherooms.com.
.com.
It's an online recovery community. You can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the AA of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our show on the embedded player, and it's all, while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Wow. Can they get to any of our sponsors from there? Oh, no, never mind. That is one of our sponsors.
That
you can get to the one of those sponsors from the recovery101.net site.
Yeah.
As you can with all our sponsors. Mark.
What?
Do we have a friend back east?
We do. We've got Bruce, who's freezing his ass off in Philadelphia.
Yes, he is.
And you know what? He actually listens to the show, which is cool, because he comments every once in a while about
it. Nice.
It's 86 degrees here.
Yeah. It was nice here.
Yeah.
I was,
you know what? All you guys in
games,
New York.
I was wondering why they all had those heavy coats on.
Yeah. All you.
I was sitting in shorts and a t-shirt watching the game.
All you guys in New York at Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah,
I noticed there was significantly less people there.
Yeah.
It'll be Occupy Venice Beach pretty soon.
Anyway, Bruce has a 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can go up online. You can read his fine, fine publication. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He will send it to you via the United States Postal Service.
Awesome.
Which will cost a penny more soon.
Right.
Because you got to pay for the outstanding job they do.
The only thing I get
and
from
one
them,
penny a stamp more is going to save them.
My postman said that the only reason the post office exists right now is to deliver what in the electronic world would be called spam. Coupons, yeah. Things from the money mailer. That's the only reason they really exist anymore is to deliver all that crap.
Yeah. Bruce, we have any email addresses?
We do. recovery_101@hotmail.com. Recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack staff, the crack advertising staff, that's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure don't.
Don't.
Shelly?
What?
Who did he down music by? You know who it's supposed to be by.
I forgot.
I know. Shelly?
I know. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
what?
Ooh.
What, Mark?
Ooh, ooh,
Mark?
Ooh, what? Thank you, Horshack.
There you go,
no,
Horshack.
I am not going to sing that song.
You don't have to sing it. We have it recorded.
Shelly's going to be our lead out music.
I don't know where it is.
Yes, I do.
I don't.
Shelly's going to be the lead out music.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
Shelly's greatest hits.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you. Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we've got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
There. That's it. I'm done.
Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We are out.
Thank God.